May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a little surprised to be up here today. Thanksgiving snuck up on me this year. I wasn't expecting it, but here we are, November 24th. And as we do every year, we've gathered together to give thanks to God. Then after this service, we will go and share a meal, either here at St. Mary's in the parish hall, or you might depart to go with family and friends at a restaurant or at home. There might be a roaring fire, there might be a little bit of football, there might be family and friends coming from afar, grandchildren, children, aunts, uncles, cousins, all gathering around some turkey and dressing and a little bit of pumpkin pie, and we're all going to get this wonderful, warm, and fuzzy feeling of a traditional New England Cape Cod Thanksgiving. And that's today. But tomorrow, it is the holiday season. It is right on us. And let me tell you, that's a bit of a misnomer, because the way we do the holidays here in America, there's actually quite not a lot that is holy about these upcoming days. Right? Yeah. Forget about Thanksgiving. Forget about Advent, really, because, you know, we need to get ready for Christmas. Get that Christmas tree up. You need to go out and do your Christmas shopping, you know. Grantham is just down the road there. Get your Christmas presents. You got to get the Christmas cards out. And even better than a Christmas card, I don't know if you've seen this, are those photo Christmas cards where you get to design a glossy print and you put all the different photos of your family in there and you pick only the best photos, the photos that make you all look put together, all smiling, maybe sun-kissed because you're on the beach and there's a sunset behind you and there's a dog frolicking. And then across the front, script, it says, Christmas wishes from our family to yours. And if you're not making that card, I'm sure you're going to get a card like that. Well, because you had to get planned to do that during your summer vacation, it's actually a little too late to do that. So if you haven't even started on that, you've got to do other Christmas cards. And you know what? After you get those Christmas cards out, there are the Christmas parties. Right? You have to respond to the RSVPs, go to all those Christmas parties, and if you're hosting a Christmas party, you've got to get the food ready, get the decor ready, and you have to make sure that your Christmas party is on par with all the other Christmas parties going on in the village and the Cape. This entire season is so jam-packed, full of activities. It is almost designed to stress us out. And it does stress us out. You know, all those stressful relationships you have, they all sort of come to the surface during this month. You have problems with your coworkers, you're going to have them now. You have problems with your parents, or with your in-laws, or with your ex, or with your children, and all the things that happen with children, especially little children, and all their activities, their sports, and their clubs, and their crafting. Oh, it all comes this month. It is a month filled with stress and anxiety. It's almost as if the culture says, you know, we're going to take the year, and 1/12 of it, we're going to make it a living hell. So yeah, forget about Thanksgiving, forget about Advent, actually forget about God. That's what the culture is telling us at this time. This next season is really about these twin idols of image, our self-image, and consumerism. You know, those images that we put on our Christmas cards, that glossy photo Christmas card, it's not really just about making ourselves appear good or presenting us in our best light. It's actually a little twist to it, right? It's almost designed to make other people envious. To say, you know, oh, they've got a really great summer vacation going on there. Look at how beautiful and how put together they all look. They're a perfect family. My life is boring compared to them. Uninteresting, right? And those Christmas parties that we go to, same thing with the Christmas gifts. You know, wouldn't it be so nice if the Christmas party that we host and the Christmas gifts that we give are just a little bit better, a little bit bigger, a little bit more refined, and a little bit more expensive than the Christmas party we went to last week or the presents that we just received, right? It's not just about showing our hospitality. It's really about competition with our friends and our family. It's not about being generous. It's really, if you think about it, in some slight way, about our own pride, our own self-centeredness. And you know, it would be bad enough if our own cultivation of image, self-image, and our propensity to consume and focus on material goods, if those were really just the two evils of this season. But both of these idols suck us in into this vortex of anxiety and worry and stress. That, I think, is perhaps the real problem with this. We're serving these idols and questioning, you know, am I succeeding? Am I pulling it off? Does everyone think that I've got a handle on all of this and I'm on top of everything this year? That's anxiety producing. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, says, "Do not worry about anything, but with thanksgiving towards God, if we can have that, then the peace of God will guard our hearts and our minds." I think it's interesting how Paul juxtaposes worry, anxiety, and stress with thanksgiving, with thankfulness. If you think about it, they're almost incompatible. It's almost impossible to be anxious if you're thankful. Because if you are really thankful for God, then you are aware of God's presence in your life and how God is providing for you. Anxiety, fundamentally, is about the worry that we don't have enough. And anxiety, certainly in the context of image and consumerism, is the worry that we ourselves have not provided enough. That we haven't provided enough Christmas presents or holiday cheer, or that we haven't provided the best Christmas party, or that we haven't had the most perfect family to have the most perfect summer vacation, to provide the most perfect photographs, to make the most perfect Christmas photo card. All of that is centering ourselves as an agent of production. If we were thankful for God and everything that God has provided for us, if we put God at the center, where God really rightfully ought to be, all of that anxiety begins to melt away. Today, we lift up thankfulness. It's a wonderful gift. My hope is that we can hold on to this feeling for the rest of this season, to be mindful that God is at the center, not ourselves, not the images that we produce of ourselves or our need to consume and to present to others, but really that God has provided all that we need. And, I should say, hold on to this feeling of thankfulness, not just for the next season, but maybe for the next year, or maybe the next 4 years. There are a lot of people in the country today who are worried and anxious, which is a clue that they are either putting themselves or our leaders at the center and asking the question, are our leaders providing enough for us, for our nation, for our safety, for our security, for our prosperity? Where in that worry is the exclamation, "Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you provided for us, for being faithful throughout the generations, from age to age. Thank you for everything that you've done and your promise to continue to provide." If we could hold on to that thankfulness, the worry, the anxiety, the distraction will wash away, and the path towards justice and peace will become apparent. So my wish for all of us here today is to have a happy Thanksgiving and a joyous meal this afternoon, a little bit of football, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of pumpkin pie, but to remember our deep-seated gratitude that as Christians we are fundamentally called to be grateful for everything that God has given us and to carry that as a guard for our heart and our mind, to give us peace when we need it, and to bring us into a fuller knowledge and understanding of God and God's presence in our lives.